Nope. I got to tell you, I once had an attitude. I'm gonna have to make some room because I just don't know what's going to happen. I once had an attitude that I could either go to church or I could go somewhere and have fun. I think you can come to church and have a blast. I think church ought to be fun. I think you ought to have a good time when you come to church. I've been into some churches where you walk in, I'm thinking, did they serve lemons for breakfast? Because everybody was walking around with a like this. And I've been in some churches where that was just, man, it was tough. It was almost like their theology was you had to mourn when you come to church and grieve and act like you're, what, I don't know. I couldn't explain it. I'm glad that we're not like that here at Dolan Baptist Church. However, I think we really have to understand what freedom is. That we have been set free. Set free. I want to read a passage of Scripture to you. It's out of the book of John, chapter 8. It's, I think, six verses. Chapter 8, verse 31 through 36. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you're really my disciples. Let me stop there. Go back. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teachings, you're really my disciples. Now, how many of you are Jews? Okay. Well, but you know that the Bible was written not just to a group of people. The Bible is universal. It's written to everyone. Actually, if we're Christians, we're engrafted into the Jewish heritage. So really we could say to this to us today, to the Christians who had believed him. How many of you fits that description? Okay. Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you're really my disciples. If you hold to my teachings, then you're my disciples. A lot of times we want to be called Christians, we want to be called disciples, but we don't really want to hold to the teachings. Okay? Trouble, that's right. Verse 32 says this, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If you hold to my teachings, then you'll be called my disciples, you'll really be my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? Jesus replied, very truly I say to you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. Verse 36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Free indeed. What is freedom? What is freedom? Do we really understand what freedom is? Well, we live in America, right? It's a free country, so I know what freedom is, right? Because I live in a free nation. Does that mean we can do whatever we want to do without restrictions? We can't do whatever we want to do, even in a free country. Then are we really free? Is it really a free country if I can't just do whatever I want to do? We have speed limits, right? Tells you, you are free to drive within this range. Do not exceed, if you're in West Texas, 80 miles an hour. Do not exceed that speed limit. We have laws against burglary and murder and so forth, right? We have free speech, right? We have free speech. We have freedom to speak. But yet, if you go too far, it's called slander or harassment or something. So is it really free? What is freedom? What is freedom? I think we need to look at a couple things real quick. I think we need to look at what freedom sets us free from, as well as what it sets us free to. Okay? Because there's a difference. We can be set free from things like prison, right? Somebody's in prison. They serve their time, do whatever, and they get set free. They can be set free from prison. They can be set free from persecution. There are some countries around the world that have been under heavy persecution, and somebody has gone in, overthrown the dictators, whatever they are, and set them free. No longer are they under persecution. They've been set free from persecution and oppression, very much the same thing. Slavery, right? Slavery, you can be set free from slavery. I'm hoping none of you are indentured bond servants or anything like that, you know, and nobody's holding you something over you. Some of you may feel like you're a slave to your work. But if you've been set free from that from slavery, you are now a free person. I was watching an old movie with Shenandoah. How many of y'all have seen the old Shenandoah movie? Okay. The little boy and his black friend, they're out playing in the woods and whatnot, and he gets mistaken for a rebel soldier because he's got guns. They're out squirrel hunting or something, and so he gets taken by the Union soldiers as a rebel because he was wearing a rebel hat. He found a hat and he was wearing it anyway, and they told the black boy, "Go on," and the white boy told the black boy, said, "Go tell my dad." And then the soldier said, "Hey, you don't have to tell him anything. You're free. You're free. You don't have to mind him and obey him any longer. You're now free." Now, he wasn't his slave or anything like that. But he went back to the home and he told everybody, you know, this is what happened. And then everybody left to go find the boy. And he's there alone and he's with one of the daughters or daughter-in-law, I can't remember. And he said, "What am I supposed to do now?" He said, the soldier man told me I was free. So she said, "Well, then, I suppose you're free." He said, "You mean I can just walk down that road and nobody can tell me any different?" She said, "Not only can you walk down that road, you can run if you want to. You're free. You're free. Freedom." We can also be set free to some things. We can be set free to speak. We can be set free to worship. I'm praying for the day when this church just busts out with true, genuine, authentic worship. We're free to bear arms, right? We can roll up our sleeves, bear arms. How many of you appreciate the freedom to bear arms? I cherish my freedom to bear arms. I'm not talking about arms. I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. We can work in the field of our choosing, right? I have the freedom to look at whatever. As soon as I say that, some of you are going to say, "No, you don't have the freedom. You're stuck here. You can't go anywhere." But we have freedoms to choose what field we want to work in. If I want to be a welder, I can go look and find somebody that's hiring welders. If I want to be a computer analyst, I can go and find somebody that's hiring computer analysts. If I want to be a teacher, I can go and do all the things necessary and become a teacher. I have the freedom to make those choices, right? Now, I can have the freedom to work wherever I want, but they also have the freedom not to hire me, right? They wouldn't hire me as a teacher. One, I don't have credentials. I don't have the education, the training for it. I can't weld. I do the gorilla welds. It's strong, but it looks ugly. Okay? Nobody would hire me to do welding for them, but we have freedom to do some things. We have freedom from some things, right? You know the difference? Okay. I went back to see my surgeon this week. You remember I had shoulder surgery, and I've been in this contraption here for 6 weeks, and he was surprised. He was surprised at my progress. He was pleasantly surprised. And he decided to set me free from the bondage of sling. I am free. I have been set free from the bondage of sling. And I'm very happy about that because I was tired of being in bondage to sling. So, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with this. Offer it up as a burnt offering. Actually, I'm going to take it back to the doctor because he said, you know, we can't sell that again or do anything with it. But they help out a lot of local student athletes that get hurt and try to do what they can, kind of pro bono work and whatnot. He said, if you're not going to do anything with it, I can always take it and give it to somebody who needs it, somebody that needs to be enslaved into bondage of sling. So I will. So long, sling for me. No more sling. I've been set free. I've been liberated. Liberated. I love that word, liberated. Now, I go to physical therapy. And Sherry is my physical therapist. I need a microphone. Sherry is my physical therapist. So, Sherry, I'm going to ask you to come up. I've been interviewing rocks this morning, so I'm going to interview you too. This rock, no, there's a difference. This rock is hard. And she's not all the way. She's just hard-headed. Sherry, here's your microphone. Is it on?
You see me Monday, right?
Yes, I do have to see you Monday. Is it on?
I don't know. Is it on?
It is on. It is on. Okay. I want to ask Sherry a couple questions. The surgeon has set me free. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay. So I've been set free. That means that I'm now at 100% and I can do whatever I want to do, right?
No.
That's not true. But he has set me free.
From your sling.
From my sling. Not so I can only do... I am free to do whatever the doctor says I can do. Is that right?
No.
That's not true? Mm-hmm. I'm free to do whatever my therapist tells me to do. Is that right? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So there are limits to my freedom. And would you say now that I've been set free and I'm no longer in the sling, that I am now at 100%?
No.
I'm not at 100%.
No.
But I've been set free.
It's so, the same question over and over
it
again.
It is. Okay. Why am I not at 100%? Well, what must I do to get to 100%?
You have to strengthen it.
I have to strengthen it. How do I do that?
By doing what I tell you to do.
By doing what she tells me. By going to physical therapy, right?
By going to therapy
okay.
And doing the exercise.
By going to physical therapy. 3 times a week I go to physical therapy. Yes. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And
so, pray for me.
So, listen. This is important. If I go to therapy 3 times a week... then I'll be at 100%.
Eventually.
Just going, if I go see you for an hour on Monday and on Wednesday and on Friday.
Oh, no, you have to do it at home, too.
I have to do stuff at home?
Yes.
What kind of freedom is that?
Rebecca.
What kind of freedom is that? So what you're saying is that I have to do stuff at home in order to get to progress and get to 100%.
Yes.
So what would it look like this if I've been set free, right, Jesus has set me free, mm-hmm. Is there anything else I need to do? I need to go to therapy 3 times a week.
And more.
Monday, twice on Sunday, once on Wednesday. And if I do that, if I go to my therapy, if I go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday, then you're still saying that according to our correlation here, I still won't be at 100% because I have to do stuff at home too?
That's right.
Wow. That's not real freedom.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. You're done. I can't. If you're not going to help me. Do y'all see the correlation there? I've been set free from the sling, but I'm not where I need to be yet. Jesus has set me free, but we're not where we need to be yet. We need to be doing certain things. Okay? I believe church is important. I believe the fellowship is important. Why do I believe that? Because the Bible says it is. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. So it's important to come to church. But that's not enough, according to Sherry Holman. That's not enough. We need to be doing other stuff at home. What is that? What on earth do you think I might could be doing at home? Anybody have any ideas? I could be reading my Bible. I could be spending time in prayer. I could be worshiping on my way to work. I could be doing all kinds of things, right? That's the truth. Jesus has set me free, but my freedom has restrictions that are put into place to protect me. You see, the surgeon didn't say, yeah, I can just do whatever I want to do. It would probably not be a good idea for me to go bowling this evening. That would be a bad idea, wouldn't it, Sherry? Okay. I can't do whatever I want to do. There are restrictions to my freedom. The same is true for you and me. Jesus has set me free, but that doesn't mean I'm free to do whatever I want to do. I'm free to do what He wants me to do within the restrictions, the parameters He has set forth. Why? For my protection. Doctor says, He didn't tell me not to go bowling, but He wouldn't tell me to, because He wants to protect me. He don't want me tearing this thing up. Although He would get paid again to go back in and fix it, but He really doesn't want, I think He genuinely wants me to be healthy. So He wants me to follow the rules and regulations of my freedom so that I will be protected. Okay. In order to grow and get stronger, I must go to structured therapy, which we'll call church. And it's important that I do this. But 3 times a week is just not enough. I need to be doing stuff at home. Jesus has done the work of freedom. Jesus is the one who sets free. But I must make a choice to live in that freedom. You follow me here? I must make a choice to live in freedom. I could say all day long, Jesus has set me free and nothing changed, then it's just empty words because I'm not choosing to live in the freedom. I'm choosing to stay tied to whatever bondage, slingage, whatever you want to say. I make a choice to stay tied to that. A lot of people just can't handle freedom. Did you know that? A lot of people cannot handle freedom, so they make a choice to go back. The book of Hebrews was written. We don't know who the writer was. It was written very much in the manner, the way that Paul writes his letters, but it's not confirmed, or it's suspected that maybe he did, but I'm just going to stand that we don't really know who wrote Hebrews. But he wrote it to the Hebrews, those Jews, those believing Jews, who were now confronted with some situations. They've been set free, and now they were going, ooh, but I really miss the temple life. You see, life revolved around the temple. And they were saying, I do believe that Jesus set me free, but this is my whole life over here, and I want to go back to that because I miss that. I miss out. I miss my family. You know, I'm kind of an outcast now, and I want to go back and be back in with the group. And so can I have both? Can I do both? And see, the writer wrote this book to the Hebrews to encourage them. Don't go back to the slavery of religion that you were in. Stay free. Stay free. Stay free. A lot of people just cannot handle freedom, so they choose to go back. I did a study this week. There's a word called recidivism. Anybody know what recidivism is? Recidivism is when somebody gets arrested, convicted, and put in jail, and then they let them out. Recidivism is the rate of those that got let out return back to jail again. Okay, the recidivism rate. I did a study this week on the recidivism rates. That's a hard word to say real fast. The return rate. Recidivism rate in America is somewhere around 67%. You understand that about 67% of the people who have served some sort of time in jail, incarcerated, when they're released, 67% of those end up back in jail again. They just cannot handle their freedom. Now, some of these that end up back in jail, some of it's for parole violations. They didn't live within the bounds of the freedom that was given them. Okay? They said, here, you're set free now. Here are the restrictions. You must live within the restrictions. You can't do this, 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 this. And for some of them have gotten caught doing this, 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 or this, and they end up breaking their parole back in jail. Some, the rest of them, are for new crimes. They didn't learn their lesson. They get out and they rob something else or beat somebody else up or do something. They get put back in prison again. 67. Isn't that number astonishing? That's a D minus or D plus, something like that. That's way more than half. That's too many. I was shocked at that number. Now, some states, the recidivism rate is up near around 80%. Some are lower, see, but the average across America, 67%. I wonder how many Christians today struggle with recidivism. I wonder how many Christians today who have been set free but just can't handle that freedom. They miss. They're addicted to some sort of bondage. They want to go back. They want to live outside of the restrictions of their freedom. I wonder how many Christians that have been set free. I wonder how many of us today that have been set free struggle with wanting to go back, with wanting to go outside of the boundaries of our freedom. Jesus said this. He said, "You will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Now, in another passage, right before Jesus' crucifixion, he was talking with Pilate, and Jesus was talking about the truth, and Pilate says, "Truth? What is truth? What is truth?" Well, if the truth sets you free, you need to know what the truth is, don't you? I'm glad you asked. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me." When I put all this together, here's what I get. What is truth? Jesus is truth. So, you shall know the truth, who is Jesus, and Jesus will set you free. You shall know Jesus, and Jesus will set you free. But you must choose to live in that freedom. You must choose to live in the truth. Here's something that may sound really weird to you. But in order to be free, you must surrender. There's a term for that. I think it's oxymoronish. Okay? Two opposite things. To be free, you must be willing to give up your right to be free. You must surrender, right? That's why we sing the song, "I surrender all. All to Jesus, I surrender," right? I surrender. So, I mean, and it's hard to wrap our minds around it. To be free, Jesus said, "You shall know the truth. The truth shall set you free. I am the way, the truth, and the life." You are free. He who the Son sets free shall be free indeed. How do you get that freedom? You surrender. You surrender. You give up your rights. When you surrender, you're made captive. Wow. I guess that's where Paul says, "I'm a slave to Christ." But Paul chose to be a slave to Christ. He had the freedom to choose to be a slave, the bondservant. Jesus has freed you from the penalty of sin. But he has freed you not just from stuff, he's freed you to some things too. What has he freed you to? He's freed you to live life to the fullest in Christ Jesus. We need to be thankful for what we've been set free from. I've been set free from the penalty of my sin, which is hell, which is eternal damnation, eternal separation from God. That's what I've been set free from. But we need to recognize what we've been set free to also. Freedom to worship. How? Worship with passion. Worship with a genuine sense of gratitude for what God has done, what God is doing, and what God will do for me in the future. We have been set free to the freedom to share our story. Freedom to tell others about what Christ has done in my life, what He's saved me from, what He's saved me to. Freedom to forgive. We've been given the freedom to forgive. How many of you have ever been offended by someone? 3 people in the room. Okay, now some of you are a little more honest. You're about to offend me. You have the freedom to forgive. You're not held captive. Some of us want to say, "I cannot forgive because I'm held captive by that, therefore I just cannot forgive." Although we may not say that, by refusing to forgive, we're choosing to live in that bondage. But you have the freedom to forgive. Forgive them as I have forgiven you. We have the freedom to serve. We have the freedom to live a life that reflects Christ in every part and in every way. We need to live in freedom, folks. Don't go back to the bondage of shame. Choose to live in the confidence and forgiveness of Jesus. Don't go back to the bondage of regret. Choose to live in the hope that is in Jesus Christ. Don't go back to the bondage of addiction. Choose to live in the freedom that Christ gave His life for. You shall know Jesus, and Jesus will set you free. And whomever the Son sets free is free indeed. There's an old movie that I watch. Rebecca doesn't like me to watch it. It's called Braveheart. Anybody seen Braveheart? It's gruesome. It's violent. One of my favorite parts of the movie in the end, when they've got William Wallace, they've racked him, they've tortured him, they've beat him, they've done all these things, and they've got him, and they're about to do the final act to take his life. And they ask him, do you have any words to say? They want him to repent, okay? And they want him to repent. And he says, tries to make some words. They say, oh, everybody hush. He wants to say a word. And he laying there and he musters up everything that's within him, everything that he has left, and he hollers out, freedom! Freedom was worth dying for William Wallace. I'll do you one better. Your freedom was worth dying for to Jesus Christ. You might ask, why does somebody have to die? Well, it's because that was part of God's parameters. Part of God's parameters. You sin, you die. Period. There has to be a payment for the sin. And it's death. Oh, my friend, but God loves you so much. He said this. I have a way that I can still love you and still hate sin and still hold true to my word that there must be a payment of death for sin. I'll give you myself. I'll pay myself. So Jesus Christ came and He received the punishment that you and I deserved so that we can live in freedom. I wish I could properly convey the feelings in my heart concerning freedom. I've tried to think about it all week, and I just can't get it. If we could understand and truly know what we've been set free from, and truly get our minds around what we've been set free to, we would be a whole different people, I believe. I really do, folks. We wouldn't be bound up by religion, bound up by tradition, bound up by what people think of us, reputation. We wouldn't be bound up by expectations. You know what kind of expectations I have of God? I don't have any. I've chosen to allow God to do what He wants to do. I've chosen that I want to do my very best, and I ask the Spirit to help me when I fail to understand what it is that He wants to do, what my part in that is. I have chosen to live within the parameters of the freedom that's been given me. I have chosen to not say, you know, Paul says everything's permissible, but not everything's beneficial. Some of us don't act like we're free. Some of us don't live like we're free. Some of us truly are not free. Some of us are still in the bondage of sling. We keep this around. We keep this around. And from time to time, we'll go put it on. Like this, we'll walk around. I'm in the bondage to my sling. I'm just weak and I got to do this. And some of it, sometimes it's for attention so that everybody else will see that I'm in the bondage and they'll have pity on me. Sometimes it's for other reasons. Sometimes it's because this is really comfortable and I like this. Okay? I really like my internet pornography addiction, and I just want to keep it for a while. Oh, I'm starting to step on some toes. I really like my alcohol addiction, and I just want to keep that. And when I go out in public, I'll set it aside, and nobody will know. And I'll be free until I get back home, and then I got to put it back on. I got to put it back on because I need this. I got to wear my sling of drug addiction. I got to wear my sling of my pride. I got to have this. I don't want other people to know about it, so I can take it off from time to time and pretend like I'm free, but I'm really not free, because when I get back, I got to put it back on because I really need this. You see, that's not freedom, folks. Freedom is not a part-time deal. Freedom is not a part-time adventure. Whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. I want to ask you a question. I'm almost done this morning. I'm about to lose my voice. I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you free? Are you truly free? Then why don't we live like it? Why don't we worship like it? Why don't we pray like it? Why don't we serve like it? You see, freedom is a choice. Freedom is a choice that we choose to live in the parameters that God has set forth for us to live in the freedom. It's not a free-for-all. You know, a lot of people, a lot of folks were struggling in the Bible about, well, wait a minute, I've been set free. So now that means I'm free from the law. I don't have to obey the law anymore. I can do whatever I want to do. They just don't know Sherry Hallman. Because Sherry would get in her face and say, no, you cannot do that. And sometimes people aren't listening to the Lord when the Lord says, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. Because when you do that, you're going to find yourself worming your way right back into the bondage that I freed you from. I freed you from. Some of you aren't free today. I look out here, and I'm not pointing out names or anything like that. I don't have anybody's name in my mind, but I just can't help believe, but in a group this size, that there's somebody out here that is just truly not free. May look like it, may act like it from time to time, but you know what you're dealing with. I know what I deal with. And the truth is, sometimes we're just not free. But we have to realize that we are free if we choose to live in the freedom. Choose to live in the freedom. I've talked to you about the rock and how the rock is going to cry out if we don't. We have the freedom to outpraise a rock. We have the freedom to serve. We have the freedom to do all sorts of things. We have the freedom to tell our story. Is freedom important to you? How many of you would rather go back or go and live in a country over in the Middle East anywhere? Anybody? Okay. Why? Because you enjoy your freedom? You enjoy freedom? Do you enjoy freedom? I enjoy freedom. Why then do we return to the bondage that Jesus has set us free from? This week is an important week, folks. This week is critical, I believe, in the life of this church. I believe this church is, this week is pivotal in the life of this church. I would encourage you, if you're not already ready and willing to participate, consider it. This is a week of praying and fasting. I'm going to talk more about that in a little bit. But this week is important. This week is something that we need to write down on our calendars and said, this week, something's going to happen. Why? Because I choose to live in freedom. I'm going to choose to not be a slave to all those things. All of you have stuff running through your mind right now. I can see it. Some of it's a quick run. For some of you, it's a quick run. I see that. But we all have these things running through our mind. Yeah, well, I'm really not free from this. I'm really not free from that. Am I right? Yeah, okay. Why is that so? It all boils down to this. It's a choice. We're not choosing to live in the full freedom that Christ has given us. Whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. That is Scripture, and I take it as truth. I take it as truth. I'm free, and I choose to live in my freedom. Maybe you're here today, and you've never been set free to begin with. Maybe you've kind of gone through the motions and you've done whatever somebody told you to do, but it's never been a choice that you made in your life to surrender your will to live in God's will. If that's you, I want to visit with you this morning. I want to show you Scripture, pray with you. And if the Spirit is leading you to wave the white flag and say, I give me up so that I can get more of Him, so that I can have Him and I can live in freedom. If that's you today, you want to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, put your faith and trust in Him, receive the forgiveness and freedom that He has, then you come see me. Maybe you're here today and you've done that. But like the Hebrews in the book of Hebrews, maybe you've gone back and you find yourself enslaved once more to those very same things that Christ has set you free from. And it's not that anybody holds you a bondage in there except yourself. And maybe you need to realize, now wait a minute. Jesus said, I'm free from that. And I choose to walk away from it. I want to challenge you. Be bold. Be bold. Be brave. Make that choice today. And let this week be for you the beginning of something great and fresh and new. It's quite possible you're here this morning and maybe you just need somebody to pray with you. I will be in the front. Rebecca will be here in the front. There are other people that would love to pray with you. The altar is always open. Whatever you need, this is your time. Father in heaven, Lord, we love you and we love your word. Lord, we love that we can trust your word and take you at your word, that you are trustworthy. Lord, thank you that you have set us free, that you have freed us. Father, help us to truly understand what freedom is. And help us to understand, Father, that if we're held back, if we keep a sling in the closet, that we're really not free. Lord, help us to have a house cleaning party and get rid of the slings and the crutches and the casts and the braces, to get those out of our house because we're free. Lord, each person knows what I'm talking about when I say slings and braces and crutches. It's those things that hold us back, those things that are outside of the parameters of the freedom that you set forth for us. Lord, help us to choose you. Help us to choose you first. Help us to choose you last. Help us to choose you all the time in the middle. There is freedom. There is freedom. There is power in that freedom. Lord, help us to desire to live it. Help us to receive it. And help us to live it out in every aspect of our life. Lord, I pray for these that are here today. Lord, I pray again for boldness, for someone today to be willing to wave the white flag, for someone today to be willing to say, you know what? I've been playing games. And I have those things back home in my closet. Nobody knows it because I don't wear them out in public. But today's the day. I'm going to clean house. When I get home, I'm throwing the old stuff away. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. I got new legs. I don't need braces. Father, I pray for someone today that is struggling. I pray for someone that's struggling with pride. Well, if I walk down there, everybody's going to know. They already think that I'm a good person, and now they're going to know. Oh, Lord, help us to put that pride aside. Help us to put you first. Help us to desire to wave the white flag, come to you and say, Lord, I am broken. You know I'm broken. I know I'm broken. Nobody else may know, but nobody else matters except you and me. Lord, give us boldness. Give us strength. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand?